made, that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice, let us rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made.
30 seconds.
Let us rejoice, let us rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made.
God is good. And all the time.
God is good.
Ooh, you sound good this morning. Welcome to First Church. My name is Eric Dirks, if I can figure out what I'm going to say here this morning. My name is Eric Dirks. I'm the pastor here, and I do put out a welcome to you. It is great to see each and every one of you. We welcome all of you listening on the radio as well as we celebrate the fourth Sunday of Lent, and also one great hour of sharing. And if you would pull out that envelope out of your bulletin, if you would like to give over and above your regular giving to the church and put some cash or something into this, this is an envelope, and it will be going to UMCOR, which is the United Methodist Committee on Relief. And they've helped many of us in Missouri through floods and tornadoes and such, and they also help all around the world. And so we welcome and we celebrate this ministry, one great hour of sharing. If you care to give, just put that in the offering plate along with the rest of your giving today. All right. Well, that's enough about one great hour of sharing this morning. I wanted to welcome those who are visiting with us today. It is a gorgeous day, isn't it? We really appreciate your presence, and this is an awesome church to worship and be a part of, and so we welcome you. The ushers are going to pass out registration pads, and we invite all of you to put your name, address, telephone number, all your contact information in there. But those who are visiting, we would really especially ask that you do that as well so we can greet you properly and say thank you so much for worshiping with us this morning. We hope that you feel God's power and presence in your life today. If you would get out your announcement sheets this morning. Down in the stairwell, there is a section of a bulletin board designated for the youth, and there is a list of times, opportunities for you to bring dinner for the youth. And aside from tonight, I believe we've marked off that we are having youth tonight, by the way, but they won't need dinner. So if you want to go down and look at that, if you feel so called to do that and sign up for a night that you could bring 20 to 25 youth a meal, we would really appreciate that, and the youth especially would appreciate that. But 6 o'clock tonight is Ignite. Also, don't forget Soup and Scripture on Wednesdays. And next week is Daylight Savings Time. It begins. So that means in our family, we look at that as losing an hour of sleep. But so make sure you remember to set your clocks forward a week from today. Also, we're trying something different for Holy Communion today, and it's not really that big a deal, but sometimes small changes really are hard to get used to, but sometimes they make a really good change. So we are asking you to form one line in the center aisle